Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Did my man Chris Brown go too far, man? Recently, he just showed everybody his new tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Chris Brown debuted his freshly etched Air Jordan little face tattoo done by a popular Spanish tattoo artist named Ganga, who's known for his hyper-realist work. The tattoo's kind of crazy. He's on the side of his face.
Why did he get...
I think those sideburn ones are nice. I just wish it was a little smaller. I've seen people with the sideburn tattoo.
No face tattoos.
They can't do no wrong.
Jordan.
Prince Harry has reportedly held talks with investment bank Goldman Sachs as he and Meghan build the Sussex royal brand. Experts believe it could be worth $1 billion in 10 years. They discussed the footsteps of them following in David Beckham and Gwyneth Paltrow by speaking at talks at Goldman Sachs events. And they've been talking to them for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because their speeches, they say, could go for $1 million each very easily. And it came a week after the couple made their first private appearance since quitting as royals at a conference for the world's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan, in Florida. The couple had refused to confirm whether they pocketed a fee to attend the event thrown by J.P. Morgan in Miami, where they rubbed shoulders with some of America's richest men and women. They reportedly flew on the first a private jet from Vancouver, despite repeatedly calling for the world to embrace more environmentally friendly ways to travel. But he gave a speech at the Luxury One Hotel in Miami South Beach, and Magic Johnson was there. And so interesting. They're saying that they are going to be worth billions in 10 years.
Wow.
Their Sussex brand will be worth billions.
Good for them.
Speaking of looking like money, 1 week after her headlining dominating performance at the Super Bowl, Jennifer Lopez continues to shine. This time it was because of the outfit she chose to wear for an Oscars after party. Although she was not nominated for an Oscar for her critically acclaimed role in Hustlers, the 50-year-old actress and singer glammed up Instagram stories with a Julian McDonald sea green sparkling cocktail dress. Lopez paired the sexy look with silver high heels. Man, she looks stunning. Beautiful. Belleza.
You love her.
Oh, I mean, I'm not the only one, baby.
Listen, guys, we are way too old to be bringing our drama to social media. Way too old for that. Last night, DaBaby and his wife and the mother of his children got into it all over Instagram because she brought their drama to light where he allegedly is having another child with a different woman.
Oh, dear.
She went on Instagram Live, made a whole big deal. Your favorite rapper is a liar, blah, blah, blah. He went on and responded, you know, like anybody that brings things to social media, you know, God bless them.
Oh,
but
dear.
He did admit that, yes, he is having another baby.
Oh, jeez.
But apparently they weren't together. Isn't that the excuse every man uses? We weren't together.
Future said that, what, 9 times?
But you knew you were getting back.
Mm.
So don't go have a baby on her.
Yeah, so crazy.
And why argue about it on Instagram? Certain things should be kept private.
Yeah, right. But now everything is on social media. It is what it is.
Have you heard the latest babysitter? So.
That's crazy.
You're right.
Oh, man. That is the issue, man.